This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. We're live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton, home of the best pickleball courts in the world. And Stella Artois has had us out. Come out and get a Stella beer sample and play yourself some pickleball here. Happy hour this afternoon on the Fan. We're about to talk with Coach Brian Billick. Okay, segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And Coach Billick is brought to you by the X-Tech shoulder pads. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing great. Great to be with you.
It's always good to chat football with you, man. So how are the Ravens looking, and what kind of a fight should we plan on John Harbaugh bringing into AT&T on Saturday?
Well, the Ravens obviously are very good, as long as you got Lamar Jackson and a good defense, and you know how much they play, we'll see. And the Ravens have traditionally played well in the preseason. It's going to be a heck of a game, all but going into AT&T. And the Cowboys are going to get a chance to see a lot of the young players and tested across the board. That's the other thing about the Ravens. They're kind of good across the board, so they're going to get good matchups no matter where they are.
Now, Coach Schottenheimer has been adamant about being generic and vanilla going into all the preseason games, and even said this week he feels like they get one opportunity to have an advantage with the league not knowing exactly what they're going to bring to the table. How much of an advantage, you know, can be harvested from that, Coach?
Oh, I don't think as much as you probably think. Obviously, everybody in preseason, job one is looking at your young players. So you don't bring a lot, and nor do you really prepare for the opponent, because you don't know what the opponent's going to do. They can have tendencies and what they do in the regular season, but they may come in the preseason and say, you know what, we're going to work on our zone coverages this week, or we've got a new pressure package we want to try out. So you really don't know what you're going to get. So everything is generic in that regard, because you just want to see what the players can do straight up.
You talk about wanting to see what the players can do, and you bring in a new offensive staff, Clayton Adams, Connor Riley on the offensive line, and I feel like a lot of what they wanted to do throughout training camp was figure out what these offensive linemen can do so they know how to approach the run game in particular. How much does it throw things off when you have a guy like Guyton, who you expect to be a starter for you, but he's missing all of camp?
Yeah, that's tough, you know, because obviously, like I said, job one is evaluating the young talent and the new talents you have on the team so that you have a real idea. I mean, the last thing you want to do is let good young talent walk out the door when it comes time to cut down to the 53, because you haven't seen them enough, or they haven't had a chance to really assimilate offensively or defensively what you're doing. The other thing is obviously, particularly with the offensive line, you want to look at different combinations. Whether it's the defensive line, the offensive line, whether it's receivers with a quarterback, that ability to work together. And with the offensive line, when you're missing a component like that, that is missed time that's hard to get back for the opener.
Coach, we've heard a lot about physicality making this team tougher from Coach Shoddy over the course of this offseason. What are the keys to doing that and kind of changing the culture of a football team when you take over as a coach?
Well, I mean, everybody comes in and says they want to be smarter, they want to be tougher. I guess, compared to the others that go, you know what, I want to be stupid and lazy. It's kind of the mantra that everybody brings into it. Part of it has to do with just the mindset. It sounds, when I hear a coach say that, it makes me think, okay, they want to run the ball more, that they maybe they want to pressure more. And certainly you can try to set a tone with that during training camp, because in terms of the amount of hitting that you do, and show that you're going to be a physical team. But even with that, you do it within certain parameters because you don't want to get anybody hurt. So it's just the mindset. To me, that means, okay, we're going to run the ball more, and maybe we're going to pressure a little bit more than we did the previous year.
Coach, with Micah Parsons being a hold-in, I guess is what they're calling it, how is the staff and as a head coach, do you guys manage, say, a holdout like that and of a player of his magnitude?
Well, you hear coaches say it all the time. I can only coach who's here, or I can only coach who's practicing. And that's the mindset you have. You wish the other guys were there. Yeah, every team has this. Every team has somebody that's holding out. Your bigger concern, particularly when you're talking about a veteran player, and you know he's a good player, and he knows what he's going to be doing, is this missed time is and he'll get signed eventually, and it'll probably be right at the beginning of the season. It's, okay, how much can we play him? You know, how much can he have any snaps? He's going to be on a pitch count or not. You've got to decide, and you worry about that, because then a player who comes in and just figures, okay, I'm in good enough shape, I didn't have training camp, but I can go in and play, that then you get injured. So those are the things that you think about a little bit more, as opposed to what you're really missing, particularly with a player that has such quantifiable abilities and you know what he's going to give your defense.
Coach Brian Billick with us here on the Fan. Now, what'd you think about the Brian Schottenheimer hire? What kind of interactions did you have with Marty? And just go ahead and take it from there.
Yeah, Marty was a long time. Marty Schottenheimer, one of the great coaches in this league. Brian, growing up, obviously, sitting and talking football with his dad, since he was a kid. So obviously, he's football through and through. He's proven abilities. And he understands what he's coming into Dallas. He understands that, Jerry Jones is the head coach. And that's how this works. And I'll orchestrate it with the players as best I can. But that's the mood. That's what the way it is in Dallas. He understands that. Is there pressure with it? Sure, because of the nature of the hire. And the fact, strictly the fact that it's Dallas. There's not going to be any honeymoon.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You're expected to win right now, so that's a given. You understand it, and you go to work and have at it.
As an offensive guru like yourself, what do you make of putting two number one wide receivers together, the questions, the difficulties you can present to the defense, and how much better of a quarterback that could make Dak Prescott this year?
Well, anytime you can present that kind of multiple threat. When we, way back with the Vikings, the challenges the defense has had, when they, on one side, I got Randy Moss, on the other side, I had Chris Carter. And oh, by the way, I've got a heck of a running back in there in case you want to double up on both those guys. So, yeah, you can kind of dictate to the defense what they can do, waiting for those one-on-one matchups. So, particularly if those aren't performing at that level, that's going to give Dak Prescott a lot of opportunities that when they do want to go one-on-one, he knows where he can go with the ball.
Super Bowl champion Brian Billick with us here in the G-Bag Nation. You brought up your 98 Vikings. We've just seen all these quarter-century teams, like the best team of the last 25 years. All these lists are coming out. The 07 Patriots were number one on most lists that we saw. But I look at your 1998 Vikings as the best team that never won a Super Bowl, Coach. How do you think that 98 Vikings squad would have fared against the 07 Patriots?
I'm biased. But that was a pretty talented group. You know, you just talked about it. It was a team, particularly offensively, that we had an answer for whatever you wanted to do. You know, when you have a Randy Moss and that Chris Carter, we had Jake Reed was the other receiver, Andrew Glover at tight end. We had a running back with Robert Smith and Leroy Hort. We had an outstanding offensive line led by Hall of Famer Randall McDaniel. Dynamic play at the quarterback position. Whatever it is you want to do and come in and do defensively, we had an answer for it. And that was a very, very special group, as it was obviously with the Patriots and Tom Brady leading that group and what they were able to do. But that 98 Viking team, that was probably one of the most talented offenses that we've seen in the league.
You coach Ray Lewis. We know him for being one of the greatest players in NFL history, but also probably the one seed for team speeches, pregame, in-game, postgame. Was there ever a close second in your career for a guy that could really get the guys fired up and ready to run through a wall?
No, Ray was pretty good. You know, Ray just had, and the reason he was good, it was not just the speech and the rah-rah and who let the dogs out and all that stuff. It was because Ray, what you saw on Sunday, you got from Ray every single day, every single meeting, every single workout. So that really challenges the players to keep up with him. And so what you saw on Sunday, and that was just the culmination of, this is what we've done all week, now it's time to perform. And what an asset as a coach it is to have a player that can lead that way. And not so much lead, but as that the players will follow. And want to live up to that lead and follow what he has to say. So, yeah, pretty special. I remember when I originally got to Baltimore, they used to have the introductions, and Ray would do his thing, and then they'd introduce me, and I go, no, we're not doing that anymore. I mean, there's a couple of, you don't follow kids, you don't follow dog acts, and you don't follow Ray Lewis.
Did he do the baby oil thing? It seemed like he was always just lathered up, man, and just shining before the game even started. Or maybe he had already just worked up a crazy sweat.
No, there was an intensity about him that was very, very genuine. You know, and you see a lot of guys do it, and it's kind of manufactured. You got to understand this, Ray, that was to the marrow. I mean, that was him down to the marrow. And that's what made him so special.
Cowboys talking about better leadership, better culture, more toughness, three things that Ray really epitomized. Can you develop that, or do you have to draft it? Or to what extent can you coach it?
No, I don't know that you can coach it. You can certainly give it a platform, and that's the key. I mean, that's and guys lead in different ways. Some of them are very, very outward and very vocal, like a Ray Lewis. Others, like, say, a Jonathan Ogden, who I was gifted to have, and very quiet, much more subdued, but a tremendous competitor, and led in a different way, but clearly led. So clearly, as a coach, all you can really do when you're fortunate to have someone like that is to provide a platform for them to exhibit that leadership so that the other players will take that lead.
Hey, Coach, nobody wore the sweater vest better than you. Do you miss seeing it on the sidelines?
I don't know about that. It was more about that straw hat and training kit. I wish I had gotten the patent on that. Because
You were the first ones, yeah.
Yeah, I saw more people with that hat. I thought, boy, I should have trademarked that, and I could have retired a whole lot earlier without a trademark that. But, certainly this time of year, you draw back on the memories, and as you get closer to the season. I don't miss training camp. I was out on the golf course today and much prefer to be there than a training camp. But as you get closer to the season, just the energy of it, the relationships, the players, yeah, you begin to start to feel those juices and look forward to the beginning of the season.
Come on, you don't miss blowing the whistle during some Oklahoma drills with those Ravens teams. I mean, good night, yeah. Bro. Ray Lewis, let's go.
Yeah, I'd much rather
Ed
be
Reed.
Sitting in a room with no windows watching film right now than on the golf course. No.
Touche.
Life's pretty good.
I know coaches just live and breathe it, and you can't get away from it, especially when you're in it. Your mind's always racing. Did you ever come up with a play while you were sleeping in your dreams? What's the craziest place that you were ever like, oh, snap, I got a play, I got to write this down?
Oh, well, you know, you do. There's certain things that occur to you until, you know, and then the light of day you wake up and you go, that's stupid. What the hell was I thinking, you know?
Throw that away.
Yeah, but it is amazing. My wife would always, when we'd be sitting there watching TV or whatever, and she knew that I was not engaged with what we were doing. It's like, you're thinking about a play right now, aren't you? Because you tend to. And when you're on the offensive side in particular, that's kind of the creative side that you love to tap into, and you're always trying to push the envelope about, is there a little something I can do here? The fact of the matter is that it's already all been done, and everybody's doing the same thing, but you sure like to tinker with it if you can.
Well, speaking of great football ideas, what can you tell us about the X-Tech shoulder pads?
Well, I'm so proud of being a part of X-Tech. It's their 14th year. And, you know, football pads hadn't changed in 40 years until X-Tech pads came along. It's the number one pad in all of football right now. All the top players like Josh Allen, Justin Jefferson, Fred Warner, top colleges, whether it's Oregon, USC, Penn State, and even in the high schools now. It's really gratifying to me to see that the high schools and the parents are vesting themselves in. They're going to xtechpads.com. They're seeing what these pads are about, the next iteration of technology that protects the players in this great game, but it is a very violent game. And we now have 14 years of data that these pads are basically custom fitted, because your pads are based on your height, your weight, your playing position, your injury history, the level that you play at. So it's almost like a custom-made pad, 100% American-made. These are the pads that our young people need to be in.
Great stuff. Coach Brian Billick, X-Tech, thank you so much, sir. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the season.
All right, you too. Thank you.
There he goes, Brian Billick. Maybe we'll see him at the Super Bowl once again. Always love talking football with him and getting his football stories.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.